Hello everyone, here is Ricardo Vargas and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. And today I want to talk something that may sound really uncomfortable. The true enemy of a project is not a risk. It's the illusion. We spend a lot of time managing risks. We build risk register. We classify probability and impact. We define mitigation plan. And of course, this is super important. But most project failures I have seen in my career, they did not happen because of a risk that became a reality. They happen because people choose to believe in a convenient narrative, an optimistic schedule that everyone knew was unrealistic, a budget that was approved to make the business case just look more attractive, or a scope that is manageable only on paper. And this is not risk management. This is collective self-deception. There is a big difference between uncertainty and illusion. Uncertainty is natural. Illusion is constructed. Uncertainty is part of the complexity environment we live in. Illusion is part of our own culture. Many times the organization does not want the truth. It wants approval, it wants speed, it wants a green light. And the project manager is in the middle of this tension. And if you are not careful, you start adjusting your estimates to fit expectations. You compress buffers, you assume best case productivity, you ignore integration pain, you treat dependency as if they are magically resolvable. And your project begins already fragile. The planning fallacy plays a major role here. We consistently underestimate time and cost. Not because lack of intelligence or lack of understanding, but because we are strongly influenced by pressure, incentives, and overconfidence. Sponsors want ambition, executives want accelerations, teams want to be seen as capable. And nobody wants to be the person who says, come on, folks, this will take longer. But leadership in projects is not about pleasing people. It's not about pleasing people. It's about protecting reality. A strong project manager is not the one who creates the most beautiful Gantt chart. It's the one who has the courage to challenge illusions early. To say, if we want this deadline, we need to remove parts of the scope. If we keep this scope, we need more budget. If we keep both, we must accept a higher risk. Illusion removes trades off. Reality forces them. And projects are, in a sense, about managing trade-offs. You cannot get everything. But when illusion dominates, trade-offs disappear from the conversation. Everything suddenly seems possible until execution begins, and then reality becomes brutal with delays, with cost overruns, with stress, with reputational damage. Remember, managing risks is technical. Confronting illusion is leadership. And that is where your true value as a project professional lies. Not in controlling what might happen, but clarifying what is truly happening. Projects do not collapse because of what we knew. They collapse because of what we decide to ignore. Think about that. Reflect about that. I hope you find this episode insightful. And see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.